T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just to allow like some normal. Yeah.
Are you at your house? Is that your home?
Yeah, it's Prince March.
Crazy. So yeah, I'm doing she's in her kitchen, I'm in my bedroom. How weird is that? Doing radio. It's just such an odd thing. All right, here we go. 100.7 star, more good days in May from New Directions Counseling Services in the North Hills and in Robinson. Megan Darty is with us, and you were talking about PTSD, but now let's transition to people that battle addiction. And I mean, this, I can't wrap my brain around. Addiction is so horrific of a fight every single day, let alone during this pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen it as a crisis for decades, but I think in the last decade, it's just ran rampant. Even in our state alone, like, it's been really traumatic.
We do something called Erase the Epidemic. It's our anti-opioid campaign, and we've gotten some numbers with that. We've worked with the sheriff's department, the DEA, and the amount of people that are, especially with the opioid crisis, it's unbelievable. So if there's somebody listening to the Bubba Show right now that maybe has that ongoing battle, what can you tell them to get them through this day, to get them to the next moment, to get them to the next day, to help them know that there's still help out there and there's light at the end of the tunnel?
We were just talking about mindfulness. I think taking it second by second sometimes, like not catastrophizing, not going into like, how am I going to manage my recovery? How am I going to do my steps with my sponsor, like whatever it is in their recovery they're working on specifically, try not to project into the future and just be in the moment right now. There are a lot of resources. It just looks different. So like I have a huge list that we've compiled and I can send that to you guys if there's a way to show it, but meetings just look different. Like if you're in AA or NA, they're on Zoom now, just like we are.
Yep.
You can call your therapist. Like I said before, you can still utilize that. You can call your sponsor. I mean, technically at a distance, at a safe distance, you could be around certain people. So it's just getting creative and taking it, like, if you have to, 1 second at a time.
You know, and on social media, it's sad to say, but a lot of people are quarantining and drinking. And, you know, you see these memes and these GIFs and these TikToks of people saying, oh, well, it's noon, Monday through Friday, let's just start drinking. And it's funny and you joke about it. But in actuality, when you have an addiction, it has to be worse now, especially being at home.
Absolutely. I have a couple clients in recovery and I've seen the impact of that trigger that brings on social media. And I think it's easy. I think it's instant gratification for people to utilize, you know, drinking wine at a certain hour, trying to cope with it, but you're not really coping. You're numbing your feelings right now and they're still going to be there, but you're going to have a lot of physiological changes to your body if you're using a depressant to try to cope with such a situation.
You know, how much, so telehealth, right? So the ability to meet with somebody like you, kind of in the same environment that Melanie and I are meeting with you right now and talking to you on the radio, how is it important to have appointments more frequently, or should you just stay the course when it comes to telehealth versus live face-to-face meetings?
It depends on the person. I've had clients that are like, I could really use extra, and we've doubled up and done 2 a week. I've had clients who this isn't their favorite thing in the world, being on technology. And so right, they're utilizing it, but maybe it's biweekly now instead of weekly until we get back in the office. there's no cookie cutter response to that question. It's just like what they need in this moment.
So what about, let's say there are people that battle, you know, some sort of mental health issues where this, have you found any that this is good for? Meaning the world has slowed down so much that they can now keep up. Have you had any patients or do you know any stories of how this has actually been good for some people?
Yes, I was just talking to a colleague about this. I think this has been great for my social anxiety individuals.
Really?
Yes.
A lot to get in the door to a therapy session in itself if you're not anxious. Then you add in like one-on-one in person, like that can bring up a lot of things. This barrier right here, even though I would prefer to see you like fully and see all the nonverbals, for them, it's just like a little safety net of like, okay, I'm in my own home. I'm comfortable. You're not in my face right now, technically. And so it helps them open up more.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's true. Wow.
Megan Daugherty from New Directions Counseling Services, LLC. You've got, you're in the Robinson location, correct?
Yep.
And the website is newdirectionspgh.com, newdirectionspgh.com. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a part of More Good Days in May.
Thank you for having me.
That's awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.